When I was a kid, my father, God rest his soul, used to tell me, when Azrael wants to take somebody's life, he appears in different forms. When he wants to take a good person, he gives them a red apple to bite into. Then they cross the bridge of life and death. But to the sinners, he looks so terrifying that anyone would die of fright in an instant. Death has different forms. It can just be from biting on a red apple, or smelling a rose, or a piece of crystal sugar getting stuck in your throat.
Okay, Mr. Samovat. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, Mr. Azzy.
Please give me a little smile. Sir Jadson.
Yeah?
I want you to take a perfect picture as a keepsake for me, of me with Mr. Samovat.
Definitely. Are you ready?
Is this Reza?
Of course.
Why is he so old, then?
He's got a son that big. Did you expect him to stay young?
My photo's ready.
No, can you...
Whoever comes here to take a picture at your shop always comes back again one day.
Well done.
Everybody has to come here at least once.
Here you are.
Thank you.
This time it's my turn. God help me with this life and the one after.
Oh, God.
So, when will my photo be ready?
Haven't you got rid of that habit of yours?
You use the word habit, and that's what it is.
So when are you leaving, then?
With God's help, in 24 days' time.
Oh, 24 days is a long time. You're still here, then?
You're not going to give them to me in 20 days' time, are you?
Of course not. Because you're going to Mecca, I'll give them to you in a couple of hours. Sajjad? Can you get Mr. Samovat's photos ready as soon as possible?
Sure. Definitely. I will.
The pottery maker drinks from a broken bowl himself? You're a salesperson yourself, so why are you wandering around buying souvenirs?
I'm not shopping.
Then what?
I had to straighten some things out.
Oh.
I thought before I left I should sort a few things out.
Yes, yes, it's your right. That's true, yes.
You had a photo in which you look like a commando. Oh, here it is.
Yes, dear me.
Ah, being young. In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful.
Step over, man, don't be shy.
Miss Pardadar, hello.
Hello.
Take a pastry. They're giving me a loan. They're for that.
Congratulations, Vahid. I lost my appetite now.
Oh, you have no appetite?
No.
Oh, Miss Pardadar, I bought the list for you. Wait a second. They are 27 people and they want tickets for the 16th. And I've written everything down for you.
Okay,
here you are.
I'll issue tickets for them. You go back to work.
Okay. Help yourself. I've been granted a loan.
Well, congratulations.
Excuse me, how many tickets have you sold today?
More than 20.
20? Well done. That's great. 20 is great, right? Help yourself.
It's 4-star. God rest his soul.
No, I've been granted a loan.
Okay, congratulations.
How many rooms have you reserved for today, ma'am?
7.
7? That's not much. She sold 20 tickets over there.
Hello?
Oh, it doesn't matter. God will help us. Miss Padadar, are you feeling all right?
Oh, Vahid, how many times are you going to ask me about my health today?
Well, since this morning, you've gone quite pale. Do you want me to bring you a glass of sweet tea?
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Tell me if you want some. Really, it's no trouble. If you want, I can bring two glasses and we can sit and talk.
If you just left right now, I could rest and go back to work. It's better like that. Look, you go back to work.
Okay.
Go.
How many? I'm off.
Hello, my darling. Are you okay? How was your exam? Oh, great, thank God. And what are you going to have for lunch? Nothing's wrong. What are you going to have for lunch? Okay, my darling. When's your next exam? Oh, okay, then. See you, darling. Okay, bye-bye, bye.
How much should it be?
2 kilos.
2 kilos? Not more?
No, 2 kilos.
Okay, then.
Thank you very much.
Well, 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 well. Hello? Biggie, where are you then? I haven't asked you for a favour in years. I can't wait any longer. What happened? What? Tell me. Does it look like an original? Are you serious? Listen, Biggie, I will pay you well if you give me what it is I want. I swear, if it doesn't look like the original, I won't take it from you, and I'll get my money back. I'm warning you. Now, what should I do? What? Okay. What do you mean? Well, I can't now. No, no, I've got a customer. I'll see you later. Bye. But yeah, bye, bye, bye. Hello. Hello, my dear Jamal. How are you? Well, well, Mr. Samavat. Long time no see. How's work? It's not bad. Life goes on. Jamal, do you only buy crystal sugar from me? What's wrong, Haji? Has the market not been kind to you? No. I'm not talking about the market. I'm just asking you. So what if I didn't just buy it from you? Listen to me, Jamal. I haven't left the shop and all that work at this time of day just to come and ask you this question. It must be important. Yes, yes, I understand. You must want to accomplish something by coming over here. Welcome. There's been some mistake that I wanted to be sure about them. I'm sure I haven't made any mistakes. Besides, it's been years now since you've had to pick up the tab. Listen to me, Jamal. I haven't come to talk about these things. And before I came here, I went to my other customers' shops as well. I've gone to see all of my customers. Everyone who's made deals with me lately. And I've settled all of my accounts with them. Only a few are left, including you. Look, Jamal. This. Well, this is the last receipt for the last time you bought goods from me. 50 kilos of top quality crystal sugar. You do the calculations and see. Take 95,000 tamans off each kilo of crystal sugar and see how much I owe you. In debt? Mr. Samvat owes someone. And his old apprentice, who he threw out without caring a bit about his reputation, and because other people insist that you sell goods. Come on now. I haven't come here to talk about that. You keep on opening old wounds. My friend, when I threw you out, it was your own fault. But I haven't come here to talk to you about that. There's been a mistake. In our last deal, you paid an extra 95,000. That's all. I've given you extra? Or did you take too much? Oh, God. Okay, I took too much. And because I did, I've come to repay you. That's all. We'll get to the rest later. No, Mr. Samovat. Tell me to rest right now. Listen, Jamal. I treated you like
Stop right there, Mr. Samovat.
If you haven't come here to talk about the past, then please don't say I treated you like my own son and took you under my wing and all of that. My head is full of that stuff, Mr. Samovat. The burden of making a mistake in business with you in the past is still on my shoulders. Yes? Ask me, Mr. Samovat, all these years, have you ever thought how an apprentice who's been chucked out of Mr. Samovat's shop can start a souvenir shop on his own? How could he make a name for himself after you ruined it so easily? Mr. Samovat, you teach thousands like me, you know the ropes. Reputation and blood are the same. When you've spilled blood, it's spilt. And when you've ruined someone's reputation, it's ruined. There's nothing that a person can accomplish from then on. Listen, son. I didn't ruin your reputation. You ruined that yourself. But then if it's like that, I didn't buy the crystal sugars an extra 95,000 a kilo. You sold it to me for that much extra. Oh, God. That's it. What did you expect then? Do you expect me to add all the 95,000s up together? Do you think it's that easy? Tell me, Haji, how do I know you haven't done the same thing before?
You've worked for me for years. You shouldn't say that. My boy, there's been a mistake. I wasn't at work for a few days and I left everything in my son-in-law's hands. That poor man is not at fault. He doesn't know the ropes. The receipt for the crystal sugar was misplaced and he made a mistake on the prices. And we've just found that out.
Yes, when it comes to you, these things happen. It's as easy as that. I worked for you for years, not a single dime was taken or given by mistake. So how come you're walking through the shops now and you're adding up all these 95,000s and settling them? Just as easy as that. Mr. Samovat, Hart Samovat, the biggest salesman of crystal sugar and saffron. Is it possible to be in debt to a market overnight?
You don't want your money back?
Fine. Haji, imagine you paid me back and we're even, but that crystal sugar you sold me for more than its original price, well, it isn't here anymore. I've sold it to Imam Reza's pilgrims.
Well, that's another thing altogether.
No. Don't mix them up. It's not completely different. Let's not digress. That shop right there, Mr. Sayed Razi, Mr. Habibi, the hotel owner, Miss Padadar, all their customers and employers come and buy their crystal sugar from me here. So what does that mean? It means they bought that crystal sugar that you sold me for an extra 95,000. Mr. Samovat, you're up against them, not just me.
God, give me strength.
Sir, help yourself with the pastries.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The bank's agreed to give me a loan.
Well, that's great.
Thank you very much. Excuse me.
Hello. Hi.
Can you please bring that right over here? Yeah, over here.
You stop me from working, and you ask me where I am? Yes, I'm in the bazaar. I can't talk to this kid properly. I told you before. I went and sat with Syed Razi. Syed Razi, my friend. Yes, I went to him and I took a picture. Mrs., why are you in such a hurry? All the relatives, family and friends that we've got. But we have to go to each one of their houses and ask for their forgiveness and then we can leave. Okay, I'll come whenever I'm finished. I didn't say I wouldn't come. Didn't I come today? Well, okay, I'll come whenever I'm finished. Yes. I know. I'll let you know, okay? Okay. Goodbye.
Mohsen and Mahmoud, inseparable friends. Oh, good God. Mohsen, what a friend you were. Eh? What a waste. In this world, many things are just too late to fix. Too late.
Are you better?
What happened?
Oh, Mr. Sayer, hello.
Hello. What's happened?
He just fainted. Oh, sit down.
No. Sylvie, come over here, sit down. What happened to you all
of a sudden? Are
you better? Sit. What happened, Mr. Somerville? What happened? Fahid, tell me what happened.
I was giving out pastries in the bazaar when I saw that he was just lying on the floor. He passed out. Well, he was lucky, sir. I thought, God forbid he died. He couldn't breathe. He was lucky that the doctor who's in a hotel was there to help him out. She came over right away. So it's like what happened to that Bangladeshi traveller who stayed at our hotel and fainted here. I can't remember his name. You know, the Bangladeshi traveller...
I'm not talking about the Bangladeshi one. The doctor. Who was the doctor?
Oh, the young woman staying at our hotel. Miss Alipour.
Miss Alipour?
Yes.
Ah. Thank you, God, for everything. You are so great. What happened to you, Haji? What happened?
Syed. I came back from the dead.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes.
God.
Oh,
what? Exactly. He was very lucky. The doctor said a piece of crystal sugar got stuck in his throat.
I told you 1,000 times to stop that habit of yours, throwing the crystal sugar up into your mouth. It'll get stuck in your throat. Oh, no. Where's Sajjad? I don't know if he's in or out. Go and bring a glass of water or something.
I'll go and bring him sweetened water,
yes,
with your permission.
Yes, go.
There's my dear friend. Long time no see. Hello, Jamal.
Hello, Mr. Beaky. I was dying with suspense. Where were you? Weeds were starting to grow around me. Why did you take so long?
It didn't take that long.
Now, give it to me. Is it ready?
Yeah.
Did you bring it? Where is it?
Oh, no.
What is it?
I'll put it here.
You fool.
Here you go.
Let me see.
Wow. Here it is.
Oh, wow. But isn't it a bit new?
Well, it is new. But when it's lying around and being used, it'll wear out.
Okay, then. Great. Let me see.
Jamal.
What?
Take a real look at it. It looks identical. Everything's the same.
Yes, but there is a difference.
Well, of course the original's different. You don't want all that.
Excellent.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
It's not bad.
Not bad?
Yes.
You tell me if you can find any flaws in that.
You didn't do this, so why are you defending it?
Well, I introduced you. Otherwise, you'd have had to wait for ages for a brand new one, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I sorted all of this out for you in 1 week, didn't I? Well, forget about all that. Mm-hmm. Look, it's none of my business. But in all these years that you've been here, you saying that nobody suspected you had a wife?
Come on, Biggie. It was only a year, but who could have known? I swear, I didn't realise when I got married and when I divorced. I don't know what I accomplished from that marriage anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be off. Back to my life and work. But don't forget about the cake. Where is it?
What cake?
Jamal, I'm cleverer than that, you know. When you try to take your first wife's name off of your ID, well, that means that you're becoming a groom.
It's none of your business. Biggie, don't forget. Let this stay between the two of us, all right? Do you promise?
That's what friends do. They keep their promises.
You take care.
Goodbye.
I'll call you. Here you are. Yes, it's an exact replica. Yeah, that's it. It's here. Oh, let me look at it one more time. Ah.
Jamal. Yes, I'm becoming a groom, and I'm getting me a wife. Congratulations, congrats.
Are you better?
Yes.
You don't need a doctor?
No, I'm fine.
Your heart, it's beating well?
I went to the doctor's 3 days ago for a complete checkup for this journey. My heart's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Thank God.
I'm glad I'm going to be alive for a long time now. I can go to Mecca without worrying.
Of course. God willing, you'll go and come back in perfect health. Nothing's happened, my friend.
Razi, humans really can die for a stupid reason.
Now, thank God it's all over.
For 45 years, I've been selling this crystal sugar to people and making money. So many people have used this to sweeten their mouths. All those people and travellers have bought it as souvenirs.
How many times did I tell you to quit this habit? Throwing the crystal sugar up into your mouth.
How did I know throwing a piece into my mouth could be so incredibly dangerous?
Haven't you heard the word human? We inhale and exhale. When you inhale, the exhale is in God's hands only. It's that simple.
I've been wanting to come here for 2 months. I kept on leaving it for the next day and the next. And when I didn't come, I'd say, I'll go next week, in 20 days' time. I've got a lot of time before I leave. I went to his shop many times, but I couldn't put one foot in front of the other.
Then you didn't come here today to take a picture?
Well, why should I lie? No. 3 months ago, there was a mistake in the books. Mm. I wasn't at work for a few days. And my son-in-law, he didn't do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, he sold the goods to the customers at a higher price than the normal price.
Oh, no.
When I found out, I realized I was indebted to everyone. I went to each one. I sorted out the discrepancy with each one. Only a few were left. One of them was Jamal. Do you know, he was my apprentice for 12 years.
I know. I remember.
For 20 tamans. Not 20,000. When he charged people 20 tamans more, well, I threw him out. I told him, I haven't managed to teach you about clean and unclean money. So I had to throw him out. He left. Now, after all these years, to have to go to him and apologise and say, I took too much money from you. It wasn't on purpose, Mr. Razi. But anyway, I'm indebted to him. If he doesn't forgive me, I can't go to Mecca.
Jamal's not a bad person. He is a bit of a bully, and he shouts a lot. But he has a pure heart. He's not mean. He just can't show it. Go to his shop and talk to him, and bury the hatchet. After all these years, you know, yes, my dear friend.
The truth is, I went to him today.
Okay.
He's put up a wall between us. I couldn't reason with him however much I tried. And I left and thought, forget it.
Oh, no.
Who is he anyway to not forgive me? So what if he doesn't? But then I thought to myself, I'll go to him some other day. In a couple of days, I don't know, in 10 days' time maybe. In any case, I'm indebted to him. I have to do something for him to forgive me.
Mr. Samovat, don't leave anything undone in this world. Never nothing. Do it on time.
Mr. Razi, he said something. Something that's been worrying me since then. He says, you're not just up against me. Everybody in this bazaar has bought from that crystal sugar. And one of them is you. That hotel, with all its customers. He said the 95,000 you overcharged me. Well, I've been selling it that much more expensive too. Mr. Razi, I'm indebted to everyone here.
Get up. Get up. Let's go to Jamal's. Get up. Can you walk?
Oh, God. God rest the souls of your loved ones.
Get up, get up. Here, take your walking stick.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's go.
I'm fine, my dear. How much sweetened water can I drink?
She won't take anything, sir. You come and see for yourself.
It's nothing.
She's as pale and white as a piece of chalk.
What's the matter?
Since this morning, she keeps saying she's okay. She says, I'm fine, I'm fine. I say you have to go to the doctor. She says, I'll go, I'll go.
Oh, God.
What's the matter, Miss Padidar?
It's nothing, Mr. Habibi. It's the same old stomachache. I've got work to do today. I'll go to the doctor tomorrow.
I'll go tomorrow. Get up, and go to the doctor's. Get up.
Why are you making such a fuss? I said I'm fine.
In business, these things happen. And anyway, once upon a time, you used to work under one roof.
What can I say, Sayed? What can I say? I know nobody will believe me, but I swear to God, I don't want anybody to be even a little bit upset with me. Say it, my heart's as small as a sparrow's now if I say something.
Don't say if or when for something like this, son, my dear.
Okay, whatever you say, okay, God. Jamal. Besides all this, I want to say that if in the past I said or did
say
anything...
Say it. Isn't it better to say no more about the past?
Why not, son? All these years we haven't spoken to one another, and this is the result. Dissatisfactions grew bigger and bigger.
I don't want anything to be left unsolved from the past. Well, we should have sorted this out a long time ago. I know, but we didn't.
But, Mr. Samovat, I swear I don't have anything against you. Look, go on your journey. Safe and sound, please.
But how can I go, my son? How can I find each and every one of those people who came and shopped from you to ask them for their forgiveness?
Sayed, I know how to solve this problem. But God loves you very much, Mr. Samovat, because I had loads of crystal sugar. Pay attention, please. Look over here. Look. Isn't this sack familiar to you?
Yes, it's one of our sacks.
Well, God have mercy on your father's soul. I had so much extra crystal sugar to sell. Well, I didn't need to open this sack here.
Thank God.
And this is the same crystal sugar I bought from you.
Great.
Now, look, go on your journey. Don't worry about a thing.
It's over.
Oh, God. What the hell did you do to me, Jamal?
Well, I'm in hell anyway.
Bite that tongue of yours, Jamal. Saying things like that is what makes other people say things about you.
But
say
it. Even if I say nothing, other people will say things behind my back eventually. There's a poet that says, when the rope of someone's fate is painted in black...
God, what the hell?
What?
It doesn't say rope, my son.
What then?
It says, when the carpet of your life is woven with black wool.
Oh.
Anyway, nobody's carpet is already woven in black unless they themselves paint it with black.
Oh.
Yes, son. Now, forget about all that. Put that back in its place.
Oh, okay.
Yes, put it back. Right there. Well done. Now come over here.
Yes.
Come here.
Yes.
Come here, son. Go ahead. Now, give your old mentor a proper kiss. because he did so much for you, eh?
Yes, but...
He's your master.
We got nothing against each other. There's no bad feeling between
us. It's not because of that I want you to be friends
again. Well, we are.
Kiss him.
Yeah, you're my friend. I'm sorry.
I don't want any bad feeling to be left in your hearts. Let this poor man go on his journey without worrying. And go on his pilgrimage to Mecca and become a Haji, my son. And to pray for you so that God gives you a pure and healthy mind.
Thank you very much, Sayed. You can say whatever comes into your head about me.
I didn't say anything. I prayed for you.
Yes. Well, by the time you two drink up your tea before it gets cold, I'll be back. Look, I have to check something out.
Where?
I'll be back in a minute. Right there.
Okay, then.
Excuse me. What's happened, Mr. Habibi? Why was she like that?
Who?
I asked why she was in that state. Why did she look ill?
Miss Padidar?
Well, of course, Miss Padidar. Who else? I'm talking about her. Why did she leave in that state?
Oh, she has a stomachache. I told them to take her to a doctor. Hopefully she'll get better.
Aha.
Oh, my head. My head.
Why is everybody so unwell today?
Thank God your problem solved, Mr. Samavat. Drink up your tea and go and sort your life out. You have no more problems. Thank God.
God rest your loved ones' souls. You did me a big favour.
My dear friend, now go to Mecca with a clear head. May your prayers be answered.
I hope so.
Let's go. Let's leave here. It seems Jamal isn't coming back. Jamal, we're leaving. Thank you so much.
You're leaving?
Much.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was great to see you. Take care.
God bless you, son. You solved his problem.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Ready? 3, 2, 1. That was great.
Oh no.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب اکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.